You will also see it says to set at liberty them that are bruised. And again, these are all in that same category of setting the captives free and just bringing the much needed resources that people needed from a spiritual standpoint. But we see a lot of times Jesus did things on a natural side, even before he. And in other cases, without him even asking for commitment. So we see healings in Jesus' ministry. If you study Jesus' ministry, you'll see different healings and miracles that he did without even expecting people to follow him. And in other cases, with the 10 lepers, without him even all coming back and saying thank you, except just the one. So we see Jesus telling people to rise up and walk. We see Jesus telling people, stretch forth your hand. We see Jesus sending the word to bring healing to a soldier's daughter. We see so much stuff that God in flesh did. And so he did it for the benefit of other people on a natural side, but ultimately, his goal was to reach them spiritually. So any ministry organization is going to do the same thing. They're going to focus on the natural needs of people, but it should have the primary focus to reach them spiritually, to get the message of the gospel to them, which will point to our third point, where he says to in verse 19, preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Our third point from that is to be relevant to the current needs. You have to know the right time. He's saying, I'm preaching the acceptable year. So he's speaking what is now. He's declaring what is now. When you look at Jesus's ministry, you hear him say, the kingdom of heaven is now. It's not some point in time in the future. It's now. He says if he cast out a demon by the spirit of God and the power of God, the kingdom of God has come. You know, the finger of God, the touch of God, the expression of God himself in demonstration has come to you. His kingdom has come. When a demon is cast out, when somebody's healed, when somebody's delivered, set free, the kingdom of heaven has come. And that happened again, like I said, both on the natural and a spiritual side. In our modern day, a lot of times we see organizations that are just focused on the natural needs of people, like food, clothes, different things like that. And those are important. But, even medicine, physical healing and just medicine. But if our ultimate goal behind that is not to bring the spiritual side, because what's the point of asking a hungry person to give their lives to Jesus or to know who Jesus is? They're too weak. And in much pain and affliction from stomach hunger, and even sometimes because their body's system, immune system is wore down from physical ailments because they don't have food or the right foods to have the right nutrients or nourishments for the body to be healthy. So it's pointless in asking them to hear about Jesus and tell them, God loves you. Why don't you give your life to Jesus? And you ain't put nothing in their stomach. It's like, yeah, okay, well, can your God give me some food? That's where that's gonna go. So yeah, it's nothing wrong with taking care of the physical needs. And it's very important to take care of the physical needs of other people, because we saw Jesus doing that with no strings attached. And yeah, there were people who followed him after, but there were many people who just got what they needed and just moved on and didn't even say thank you, but they knew who he was. And so that's the primary objective, is to get people to know who Jesus is. And through that act of kindness, whether medical benefits or physical food and clothes, different things to take care of the natural world, buying, purchasing a transportation for a person, or bus passes, or helping them get a car or getting them a car, just different things that God would lay on different ministry organizations' heart in their need and in their desire to help others. for the kingdom, these are all great things. But if it doesn't produce a person knowing about Jesus, and getting introduced to him, even if they may not even receive him or walk with him, but you're not even if you don't even put the message out there that this is on behalf of God and his kingdom, that we're doing this for you, so you can thank God for it. You can, and you can minister to them and share the gospel with them. But if they don't want that, that's fine, because God loved the world, right? That he gave his only son. He so loved the world and he gave his only son. So these are three things that any successful ministry organization will have and will help them be effective. These are foundational things that are displayed right here in the Great Commission message and then the mission statement of Jesus Christ and, not the real name, but Kingdom Enterprises is what I call it. So as a review, those three things are you're focusing on the benefit of others. That's number one. The second one is that you have a team of one mind, that they have different gifts and abilities, but you have a team who's working together with one mind to do and accomplish one objective. And then three, to be relevant to the needs, to be sharing the gospel and be relevant to what the needs are of the people that you're ministering to. Because if you're trying to minister to those who are in who are in mansion homes and upper middle class, or they got all their bills paid, they don't need nothing from anybody else, and you're trying to give them food and you're trying to give them clothes, and they're like, I don't need that stuff, and they don't want to hear your message either, because your physical gesture didn't do anything for them emotionally. It didn't even share any messages, just saying you it actually disrespected them in their eyes. What, you think I actually need something from somebody? So you're not going to be effective at reaching them. So you have to know the timing, you have to know the environment, you have to know the people that God has called you to, and you have to have strategy given by the Holy Spirit on how to effectively reach these people for God's glory, because it's just a waste of time and otherwise. So if we're gonna benefit other people, or we're gonna share the gospel as ministry organizations, we have to be relevant to what God is saying, being led by His Spirit, and we have to be relevant to the needs of the people, and we have to stay focused on that need. We can't just start focusing on our own agenda and our own objective. Now, there are in our modern day, unlike Jesus's day, because Jesus had what we would call a nonprofit organization or translocal ministry, and because he had a treasure. So obviously he had a ministry organization, but it wasn't officialized like it can be today. So in our day, a lot of times we get incorporated, and that consists of another whole process of things to deal with. And we help organizations actually do that if that's something that God has called you to do and you don't know how. We can help you and lead you in the right direction of being able to effectively do that. But yeah, organizations may get incorporated or registered as a legal entity, and they have to file documents. They have to register with their government, with the systems and structures that are in place within their own country, and the laws, the state laws, the federal laws, if they're in the US. But yeah, it's just a variety of different things that they may have to do and go through. And in the US, if you want tax exemption under a 501c3, you have to apply for that as well, if you want that as a ministry organization. As churches, they usually give them exemption without them having to file a form, which in the US is a 1023, and there's other forms too, but depending on your organizational structure. But they don't usually, some churches do it anyway, but Or should I say some churches do it anyway, but ministry organizations have to guarantee their exemption status. And the in the U.S. That the donors would actually receive benefit for donating to that kind of ministry organization. And there's ministry organizations that are focused on education, they're focused on preaching the gospel, church planning, evangelism. I mean, there's a variety of things that ministry organizations usually can focus on. They'll specialize in an area that and be more effective than a local church can be in that area. Even when they're planting churches, they may be more effective at planting churches than a local church would be at planting a church. So yeah, these are just some things that actually are foundational to a ministry organization. And as always, if any questions, you're more than welcome to contact us.